Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah! It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
When you switch to Farmers Insurance, folks, you can save a bundle, on your car insurance. All you have to do is dial 1-888-FARMERS and get your quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
3 hours left, folks. 3 hours of the Odd Couple is going to be a lot of fun, a lot of enlightenment, a lot of excitement. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. What up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great. I treated myself to a toy today.
A toy? I'm afraid to ask. Like what? What? I'm just saying.
Why did I know you go there?
What? Just ask. You know, when you're an adult, you didn't buy yourself a putty, what is it called? A silly putty?
Or electric football?
Right, or anything like that. When you say I bought a toy, I'm just asking.
I got a new ride. I followed in your footsteps. I followed in Rob Parker's footsteps and got a new ride.
All that money. So, very nice. You got a big raise when your two daughters graduated from college and
man,
moved out.
You ain't lying.
So that's
you
a raise.
You ain't lying. Yes, so I spent all my raise.
So you got a Bentley. You got a Bentley.
No, you joined the Bentley Club. I'm not rolling like that. It's nice. I'll tell you off the air.
Right. I understand. I'm like that too.
Because I don't know if I'm on your level yet. I know what you rolling around town in.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm with you on keeping it like private. And it's not like it's a big deal. But you also don't want to come off like you're rubbing it in people's faces or bragging. Right. That's why I didn't. Right. I never said my car. You guys knew what I got. And now people have seen it or whatever. You know what I mean? Like almost a year and a half later, but I didn't talk about it because I just think I don't want to do it.
I mean, $800 sneakers are different. You know,
that's a bit different. Right. I haven't bought a pair of those in a while, but yes. But I will say this: you were fortunate today. You missed the hailstorm that hit Los Angeles.
Really,
Rob G, really? Alex, did you guys get it or no? Because you were not in the city.
I'm lucky. I'm a little bit outside the city, Rob. So it was just a little rainy for me. Nothing too crazy.
What about you, Rob G? Did you see it or feel it?
Oh, I had all of it. I actually had a cracked windshield this week that I got to get repaired on Friday.
From
so I was really scared driving into the studio with the hail coming down in a cracked windshield.
It was Chris. Like,
is that
making
hard
noise? Making noise. Like, I was in my apartment and I was doing stuff with USC students. And I'm like, what is that banging? Like, what is that noise?
Wow.
Looked out the window and hail's coming. Not like the size of baseballs. But it was hail. It was real hail. And it's warm, of course, now. So
it's all
kinda
gone
strange.
Now.
Yes, right. All gone.
Okay. Well, we're starting to get spring here, so I'm excited, man. Be able to walk outside now and not freeze. So it's been good. So we're going to have a great show. Rob, bottom of the hour, Mike Sando, senior writer for The Athletic. He's the guy that created the quarterback tiers.
Wow.
So this is a perfect time to have him on after Dak gets paid. Like, he's tier one.
Right, where he fits in, and it's not just his opinion. It comes from scouts and front office people, so that makes it even better.
It's actually not his opinion at all. Yeah, it's from the expert, so to speak. All right, we got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. Last show for what, 2 weeks?
I think about 2 weeks, my manager said, yeah.
2 weeks? Wow.
I'm still waiting on my vacation. Look at that. I know, unbelievable.
You guys ready to lose the title?
He's going to be on the hot seat, Rob. He's going to get burnt. This is going to be the easiest hot seat victory we've ever had.
You know what? He might forfeit before we even start. You know?
You guys are funny. You're going to never want me to talk on a mic again. I'll say that.
His brand is he doesn't know sports. That's his brand. So how in the world is he
going
to survive?
You guys going down.
We'll see what these topics are. We'll see. Right.
All right. So we got super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, there it is, Mr. Brian Finley. All right, Rob, Jimmy Johnson, obviously, you know, Hall of Fame coach. And you saw that, Rob, when he got in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he cried. You saw that on TV, probably on the Fox show with Terry Bradshaw and all those guys. So
that's
that was
a big
really,
moment.
Yeah, yeah. And that was good to see how much it meant to him. So, but anyway, he's obviously a football legend, led the Cowboys to their last three Super Bowl, or two Super Bowls.
Well, right.
Two of their last
three. It was
three. Right.
It was his team for the third one, but Barry Switzer was the coach. He took over.
Right, right. And so he was on the Herd today with Colin Cowherd, and he talked about Dak. Obviously, Dak, 4 years, $160 million. But Jimmy Johnson, Rob, didn't pull any punches. Here's what he had to say about Dak.
You got to get some players cheap somehow, you know, because, you know, they've got half a dozen players that are eating up a lot of the cap, you know, so you've got to offset that with some players that are inexpensive. And the way you get inexpensive players is you got to draft well. You got to hit on your draft picks. Now, I think they can win the NFC East because you look at the East right now, really the only other quarterback that's proven, and he's not exactly proven, would be Jones with the Giants. Philadelphia's a mess right now. Washington, who knows? You know, they have, you know, no quarterback situation right now. And so Dallas can win the NFC East, but I don't know if they can go further than that.
That is real talk by Jimmy Johnson right there.
Yeah, I mean, so do you agree? Look, the East is so bad. I agree. I think he's the best quarterback in the NFC East. And they should be the favorites in the NFC East right now. But can they win the Super Bowl? I'll put it this way, Rob. If you put a gun to my head and I had to bet, will Dallas win a Super Bowl in the next 4 years? As much as I might like to see it, even I'm not a Cowboys fan, but it, you know, the Cowboys are good. It's always fun. I would have to bet no. I'd have to bet no.
Well, that speaks volumes because when you sign a quarterback like that, you think, don't forget, ESPN and some others had the Cowboys last year, and we know that Dak got hurt and some other issues, but they had them going to the Super Bowl last year. They haven't made the playoffs three of the last 4 years, and so that's strange. And I think that this is an indictment of Dak from the standpoint of he's not a bum. He's a good quarterback. But whether or not he's really that guy, can he really lead you? And I think this is Jimmy Johnson talking. We talked about it also when he got hurt. And Tony Dungy, you remember the comment? I mean, when Tony Dungy said it was a blessing in disguise and people jumped on Tony Dungy, he was just saying the Cowboys were a better team when Dak was the game manager and the running game was number one. And then he could make plays and do stuff inside of that when you need it, but you didn't want him, as you say with Russell Wilson, you didn't want him always cooking. He didn't have to be the guy gunslinging. And last year, you know this, even with all the numbers, they weren't winning. He was putting up big numbers, but they weren't winning.
Yeah, and obviously I've been a guy that's defended Dak, and I do like him a lot as a quarterback. But, Rob, I have always said he is a game manager who can make plays. Now, that's not just your typical game manager. You know, he's not the guy that you don't want to take any risk. He's not going to do anything spectacular. He's not going to make something out of nothing. He's not that type of game manager. But he has been a game manager who could make a big play with his legs, could make a big play with his arm here and there. And since I do believe this, Rob. I believe Dak has actually shown improvement as a quarterback. Like, he's shown that he can be a very good passer of the football, whereas before, I think there were some questions or marks about that. And the last few years, he has aired it out. Remember, 2 years ago, he threw for 4,900 yards, 30 touchdowns, 11 picks. They went 8-8, but his numbers were good. And last year, of course, he was averaging 371 yards a game. A lot of it garbage time or rallies late in the game. But I think he's gotten better in that regard, Rob. But I'm not ready to say he can lead your team to a Super Bowl by himself. Right? I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he don't throw it like Aaron Rodgers, and he never will. But Aaron Rodgers hasn't been able to lead them by himself. So how in the world is Dak Prescott going to do it? He's going to have, like Jimmy Johnson said, a lot around him.
This is the issue that you have with Dak, is that when you do sign, you know, like the window of 4 years, you would have liked to have felt like, okay, we got our quarterback in the fold, we should win now, but that's not really what it is because the Cowboys are top heavy and have spent too much money. Jerry paid Amari Cooper.
He
paid Ezekiel Elliott. All these guys are made, and some, then some defensive players. Right, some defensive players, big money, and Jimmy Johnson speaking the truth. Now you got to get some guys who can make plays who aren't making any money. Some young guys who can make plays in order to put them in a spot where they are. When I look at the NFC, they're not the first team I think about. I think they're, just depends on where the Saints are and what they do this year, because they're in some trouble as well. But they might be the fourth or fifth team in the NFC by itself. Forget about the NFL. I think in the NFC.
Rob, if you're saying they're the fourth team you think about in the NFC, that's actually good. I mean,
fourth
really.
Fourth or fifth.
Look, you think of Tampa
Bay. I'm saying I just don't know about the Saints. Yep.
Right. And whether I agree with you on the Saints, Seattle, as long as they keep Russ, some people might think of Arizona before them, but the Rams, that's four right there.
No, there's four of the Rams, so they would probably be five. And then you start talking about Arizona, right? Then you start talking about Arizona. Who else are we missing? I don't know about the Vikings. I don't know where the Bears fit in, you know, without the quarterback yet. So the Bears are there. The Vikings are there. They had a really bad year even defensively, which is normally their strong suit. So
talking about teams on their level, right, that they might be a little better than or a little worse than. That's what you get to at that point.
Right.
And so yeah.
Five is probably the highest that you could look at them when you look at the other teams.
Absolutely. Look, like we said, Jerry was in a position where he had to get this done. But, Rob, I tell you what, I do think their offense is good. They got a good receiving core. You got a good quarterback. They obviously need Zeke to get close to what he used to be. Tony Pollard, not exactly.
He'll never be back. Right. He'll never be back to where he was when he was the best running back in the league. But he's got to be better than he was last year.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Like he can. We're saying that. What? How old is Zeke? 26.
I know. But
and we're saying
he's got four years on, right? Yeah. He's got 4 years on him.
Yeah, but it's the defense though. Can the defense be up to snow? He's 25 years old.
That's unbelievable. Wow.
Yeah. Look, is a bounce back year impossible? No. I mean, we'll see. But it's certainly not something we're expecting. It's all on the defense. Well, two things. It's on the defense. They've got to improve. And, Rob, the offense has got to score some points in the first half. We saw it last year, right? A lot of points, but they all in the second half when you're down. Even if the defense is giving up points,
that doesn't mean
maybe
you can't
the offense
score.
Can match them. Right.
Right.
Right. You don't have to be in a hole.
Whenever you hear that, they're like, well, but, you know, they fell behind. No. Okay, we got it. The defense gave up two or three scores in the first half. You can score two or three scores on the offense. Right.
Thank you. All right, your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you agree with Jimmy Johnson when he says Dak Prescott is not capable of leading the Cowboys to a Super Bowl? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is a Worship Wednesday here with the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS and you can save a whole lot of money on your car insurance. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on Dak Prescott, and can he lead the Cowboys to the Super Bowl, or is he merely a high-priced game manager?
All right, let's kick it off with Miles in Waco, Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Miles?
Hey, guys. Hey, first off, I want to say thank you. I commute from work. I listen to y'all every night. You keep me engaged and awake as I'm driving, so I appreciate that. Hey, but
thank
I
you, man.
Say,
we appreciate it. Thank you.
I think Jimmy's got this pretty wrong. I feel like Dak has all the capabilities of being able to lead this team to the Super Bowl. I think, you know, Chris hit it on the head when he said that the Cowboys have more than just the offense to fix. They got to get their defense right. And, you know, the first five games of last season, you look at the blunders of how we got behind so fast. You had a lot of just little mistakes that were happening. You know, Zeke couldn't carry the ball right and just little things that were happening. So they fixed that up on the offense and get the defense right. I see no reason why this team can't get to the Super Bowl.
Well, let me ask you this. A couple of years ago, they went to Philadelphia in the next to last game with a chance to win the division. And if you remember that, Philadelphia had a team that was all banged up with tape and popsicle sticks to hold everybody together. And Dak didn't even get one, didn't throw one touchdown in that game, if you remember. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I remember it was crazy that the Eagles were able to pull that off with everything they had going on.
Right. I mean, that was one of those moments. Had they won that game, I think that would have given Dak what, three divisions in 4 years or something. It was an important game that he didn't play that well. But I hear your point. I'm just not there. I'm more with Jimmy Johnson. 877-99 on Fox is our number. AJ in Atlanta, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, I hope you guys are having a great night tonight, man. Just wanted to say that I don't think he's like Alex Smith, but he dang sure isn't Aaron Rodgers either. So I don't think he can lead a team to the Super Bowl. One thing I think that's being not talked about as much is that offensive line and how good it was. That
couple years ago,
early in his career,
yes, exactly. Yes. And you know what? Right, not only just for Dak, but for Ezekiel Elliott as well, right?
And that was my point. Once Zeke got going, it controlled the tempo of the game, which hit some defensive efficiencies and made some better throwing lanes for Dak. So I think they got to shore up that O line. Until they do, they're not going far in the playoffs.
Well, and remember, we talked to Nui Stroud from NBC Dallas-Fort Worth last night, and he was saying, look, Jason Garrett wanted to run the ball like that and have Dak just manage, and Mike McCarthy, he thinks, wants to air it out.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, look at Mike McCarthy in Green Bay. They never really had a great running game.
You got to. It's got to be a happy medium. When you have a running back like that, you know, you want to be able to utilize him. And I think Dak is a better player when you don't know what's coming. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where it's not predictable.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where they have issues, and they need to be better there. All right, let's go to Matt in Fresno. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Matt?
Hey, I just want to say that I'm a big fan of you guys. I love Mr. Rob Parker. When you get so passionate about things and you're yelling and screaming, I can really feel the passion, and I love it. And I agree with Jimmy Johnson 100%.
Well, Matt, first let me say thank you. I appreciate that. That's just my personality. I can't help it sometimes, but thank you.
No, but you and I feel like, share the same type of passion when we get excited about stuff, you know. We kind of get loud and, you know. And the other thing, I'm a long, long time listener of your show, and I actually first heard of Mr. Parker when you were a guest host, I believe, on the one of the other Fox Sports, and Joy from the Colin
Joy Taylor. Joy Taylor.
And you and her had a conversation about how cheap you are regarding,
right,
you know, paying for stuff. Yeah, and I, you know, I'm a huge fan of that. And, you know, like, you don't need to spend all kinds of money on stuff when you can, you know, get, like, 50 cent tea bags and, you know, hide
it
yourself.
Right, that was, I was on Colin's show, and we were talking about if I took a woman out, it would be a 2-for-1 coupon. I carry my tea bags to the airport.
I know that by personal experience.
Whatever.
The one time Rob Parker took me out for steak, it was a 2-for-1. And we walked like 5 miles.
If I can say one more thing before I let you guys go. I agree also on your view of Mr. Parker on Tom Brady, how he's a loaf. And, you know, like, I just want to point out how everybody is saying that he, you know, won 3 road games and, you know, he was able to do it. But those road games are not the same as if we had crowds. Can you tell me that he can go to Lambeau on, like, a winter and have fans yelling and screaming, and he would perform the same? No, because there were no fans. There were barely any fans there. He got lucky. The whole offseason.
It was still cold. It was still cold.
But Matt, I love your passion,
Matt,
man.
Is he one of your mentors, Rob?
No,
I
don't know,
mentees?
Matt. I don't know, Matt.
I'm going to see him in the YouTube Rob Parker mentee special
video. No, he won't be in there. Thank you, Matt. Real quick, Kirk. In New Orleans, join the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kirk?
Hey, guys. Thank y'all. I want to tell you, man, y'all's show is fantastic. I listen to y'all every evening. Cheers, cold beers, and a bowl of crawfish right now.
Man. Ooh,
Jimmy Johnson's right. Jimmy Johnson is a national champion, 3-time Super Bowl winner. When he won a national championship, he went to Dallas. He didn't even take his national championship quarterback, Walsh. He knew Aikman was the man. He knew Aikman was going to be a Hall of Famer. So this is a man that he can evaluate football players. That's what he does. So somebody's going to say he's not right. This is what he does his whole life. Somebody's going to tell me because I'm a jeweler and a gemologist.
And you got to say this.
Business.
No, you're right. Jimmy Johnson, and let's just be fair, Chris. Since he left, the Cowboys haven't done anything. 25 years.
Nothing.
And that
nothing.
Super Bowl, you could say, oh, well, they won one without him. That was his team, and Barry Switzer just took over the bus and kept driving. But that was Jimmy Johnson's team.
It was actually, Rob, like Barry Switzer's reputation got worse even as he won that Super Bowl. Because remember, he was viewed as a top college coach, right? At Oklahoma,
right. At the
time,
Wishbone. Right.
I mean, they would win. And then people just began to feel like he really didn't know what he was doing, but he rode, you know, Johnson's players to the Super Bowl. But look, a quick news thing, Rob. LaMarcus Aldridge and the Spurs have decided to part ways.
What?
So if he's bought out, I don't think he's bought out yet, but if he's in the last year of his deal. If he's no buyout yet,
okay.
But if he's bought out, he's a guy that could make a difference, I think. When he go to Lakers?
Brooklyn, Nets, or the Lakers.
Could the Nets cut Blake and to have Aldridge? No.
Do they have any more
room?
They
take them both. They do have one slot
left. One more spot. They do,
one,
right?
That's one spot left on the roster.
Either him or Drummond. So they might wind up, one winds up with the Lakers, and one winds up with the Nets. That's probably what's going to happen. That's interesting. All right.
Yeah, that could be a game changer. All right, we will get into more of the football. Mike Sando, I'm really looking forward to this conversation, Rob. Quarterback guru, or at least a writer who talks to the quarterback gurus around the league. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's a senior writer at The Athletic, originator of the QB tiers, the quarterback tiers. We're excited to talk to him, Mike Sando. Mike, how are you?
Hey, good to be back. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yes.
Great to have you. Perfect time. Yeah. So let's get right to it. Dak Prescott, of course, gets the huge contract. Some are saying is the best in NFL history. He was ranked 12th, I believe, last year. That's tier two. I've always said, or I've said like this past year, that he's en route. Rob Parker kills me for it, but I've said he's en route to being elite, to becoming elite. Do you think Dak has that in him, that he'll become an elite quarterback? And really, what do people around the league think? Do they think that?
Yeah, I think he'll be more on the fringe of that. He was 12. I thought it was too low last year. I mean, Carson Wentz was 10th, and I just thought he should have been higher than Carson Wentz, and obviously he's going to be going into this next year. So yesterday I was actually on the phone with somebody from a team, and we were trying to count, okay, how many guys could you put ahead of Dak, you know? Could you justifiably, you know, could you really make the case? And I think we came up with maybe seven, something like that. Mm. If you're moving Josh Allen up past him, would you move Josh Allen up past him? Some would, not everybody would.
I would at this point.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I think he's good. The question that I have really isn't much to do with him. It's more of the team. It's like, you know, you're sort of damned if you do and damned if you don't, because they couldn't win when he was on his rookie deal. I mean, they won, but they couldn't, you know, get to the Super Bowl or put together a great team. And so my feel is like, okay, now it's even harder when you're paying at the very top of the market. You're really paying him as if he's a top five guy, but is he more like a, maybe he is a top five, you know, but maybe he's a top eight. Is that, now you've got to really, you know, smaller margin for error in the building the rest of your team, which I don't know that, I mean, Jerry Jones has drafted pretty well lately, but I'm a little anti-Cowboy, not anti-Dak at all. I just feel like it's not a great setup overall from ownership, coaching, stuff that really doesn't have as much to do with Dak, but will affect Dak.
What about, we talked about this earlier in the show, and when Dak got hurt last year, if you remember, Tony Dungy got criticism because he said on the air that it might be a blessing in disguise, because the Cowboys can get back to running the football and doing what when they were winning at a higher clip rather than having Dak throw the ball. Does that make sense? Yeah. Do you hear that or not?
Yeah. I mean, I think that people would like them to be more balanced, but their defense was so bad that I'm not sure what else they could do. You know, all due respect to Tony Dungy.
I get that, last year, but I think he meant like, they were a better team when he was a game manager and Ezekiel Elliott was running the football more.
I understand where he's coming from, and I think there's a balance on that. You know, I know what all of the analytics and the numbers say and passing's more efficient and all that, but I think it got harder. Like, look at Russell Wilson, great quarterback, but they really went towards the pass. I think people play you differently when you become a passing team. I think there's a fine line there, and it takes good scheming. Like, some of these Kyle Shanahan-type systems know how to do it, where they can get you to play the run. I think if you can make the defense play the run, you can pass the ball a lot easier. And so I think that may be what Coach Dungy's getting at, is like, hey, let's not just be caution to the wind throwing the ball where that's all they're worried about. Make them worry about something else, and then Dak will be that much more efficient. I believe that for all quarterbacks. And look, Aaron Rodgers is doing that. As great as he is, he can throw it all over the yard. They've taken the ball out of his hands some. And I think it's made it easier for him. He was never on the injury report. the whole year. You know, he had numbers as good as ever because it's a lot easier game to play when you're play actioning and that type of stuff.
Mike Sando of The Athletic joining The iCouple. Mike, you alluded to it earlier with, you know, the Cowboys couldn't win with Dak on his rookie deal. How in the world are they going to win a Super Bowl with him making all this money? We've seen that quarterback, what is it, the highest I think a quarterback's ever had as far as percentage of the salary cap was like 13%, 14%. Are we?
Oh, it's been higher than that. Yeah.
It's been
higher.
Okay.
It's been higher. It's been higher than that, but I let's follow down this road anyway. Yeah.
Right.
You're making a good point.
Is this going to, I mean, Dak, you said it. You got him eighth at probably the eighth best quarterback in the NFL, but yet he gets this top contract.
Yeah.
Are we going to see a correction at some point where teams, as important as quarterbacks are, I mean, they get paid so much more than everybody else that it can really skew your chances of winning? Do you think some team will say, look, this, we can't pay our quarterback this much money, even though you're up, even though that's the market, and that there'll be kind of a balancing out, or it's just going to continue to increase regardless of whether or not it really is good for your team?
Yeah, I think there's still going to be the fear that drives that. I mean, Washington kind of did that with Kirk Cousins, and they're still looking for somebody as good as Cousins. You know, it's hard to find. I think Dak Prescott, at least you hope that is going to keep ascending and can be in that top tier you're hoping for, right? I think what really sets you back is when you're paying a middle tier or lower guy like he's a great quarterback, right, and expecting different results. Like Minnesota's a good example of that. You know, Kirk Cousins, pretty good quarterback, but they're never going to win the championship. But they've been pretty good. You know, they've been okay. And I guess, is that what you're paying for, to be just pretty good? I mean, relevant, it's easy for us to say don't do it, but do you want everybody to get fired when we don't have somebody and we're absolutely terrible at the position? You can say the best thing, obviously, we all know the best thing is to draft a good quarterback, have him on the rookie contract, and build your team. But we can't guess right for sure which one's going to be the great quarterback. Even last year, we're thinking, well, Tua's probably better than Herbert. Now everybody would take Herbert. You know what I mean? Wentz is going to be great. Now no one wants him.
I'm glad you brought up Tua, because I was going to ask you about where Tua fits in and Murray. Because Murray came in, a lot of people, we had a guy on our show, Martin Weiss, who was saying he's going to be the MVP of this past year, and that didn't work out. And then Tua, they were already going to Fitzpatrick in big moments after he got the starting job. So there's questions there. Where do those two guys fit in?
Yeah, well, Kyler Murray debuted. I don't put any rookies in the poll, but last year in the quarterback tiers with the 50 coaches and evaluators voting, he came in at the very top of the third tier, like ahead of Kirk Cousins, Goff, Garoppolo, some guys who've won some games. So there was a lot of optimism on him. I think if people watched the second half of their season last year, I don't know if he's going to go higher than that this year. I mean, he may come in the bottom of the second tier, but I don't know. I didn't feel as great second half of the year about him. On Tua, there's a couple things at work. Yeah, I think we didn't see that early specialness like we saw with Herbert. The other thing is Brian Flores just doesn't care. I mean, he will cut Kyle Van Noy after 1 year. He'll have his defensive coordinator, Patrick Graham, get out of here, go to the Giants. We'll sit down to it during the game and play Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, these are a little bit of unconventional leadership tactics, right? We'll fire our offensive coordinator or whoever. I mean, he just sort of does what he's going to do, and we'll see what that means for the handling of a quarterback, right? There's different thoughts
There's a report, or Chris Sims talking about Miami being all in on getting Deshaun Watson. Do you put much credence into that they could get Deshaun, or are they going to try to go with Tua? Or is it a matter of wanting, but Houston may not trade him?
Yeah, I'll say this. I don't think the presence of Tua there would be enough for them to say, count us out of getting somebody like Deshaun Watson. And I think that would be true for almost anybody. I mean, right? You've seen Deshaun Watson play. Now, do I think they're going to trade him? I mean, right now, I don't. I mean, we can only really go off of what we see, right? And they haven't taken calls yet. Until that starts happening, they're not going to trade him. They may eventually, but there's really no test. There's no way for either side in that to prove they're serious, right? I mean, Deshaun Watson's not going to miss any game checks for a long time.
Until their games, right. Absolutely. Right. Until their games, there's no pressure on either side.
All right, that's Mike
although
Sando.
I think the draft, I would say the draft is one missed opportunity, though. If you were thinking about trading them and you wait till past the draft, I think there's fewer teams and the market's not quite as good if you're Houston. But I don't think that makes them trade them before then either. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, that is interesting. If you're Houston and you're going to end up trading him, you probably should do it around the draft. All right, Mike Sando of the
Athletic.
Thank
you, Mike.
Great stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the knowledge.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. All right, maybe the Warriors, Rob Parker, maybe their championship window is not closed after all. We'll get into that next. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's the I Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Rob, let's go to the NBA for a minute. There's a report that the trade deadline's coming, and that the Golden State Warriors will not trade their rookie James Wiseman. Or remember, they have Minnesota's pick, top three protected, and Minnesota's the worst team in the league. But they won't give those up unless it's for a generational player. Now, I don't think Bradley Beal's a generational player, but he's obviously very good. I would seriously think about, as much as I like Wiseman, I would seriously think about giving up Wiseman in that pick for Bradley Beal. Is that crazy?
No, that's not crazy. And if you're the Warriors, I think you want somebody who's proven. Beal is that kind of a player where you know what you're going to get, you know what he can do, and just imagine taking him. He's been able to do that on bad teams without other people around him. What happens when there are other options and you have to go defend Steph or Clay eventually, you know, and he's there? I think he'd play better, don't you?
Nah, that's a good point. That's a great point. I mean, and I just think, look, who knows when you're going to get another Steph and Clay, right?
They might be banking on it for five years, right? Exactly. Waiting for somebody to come along. Right?
Yes. I mean, we see it with Danny Ainge, right? It's always about the picks and the holding on for the future. And they're going to be a pretty good team, but they probably won't win the championship, right? And that's what happens when you won't go all in. I guess you can say he went all in for Kyrie, but that didn't work out.
Yeah, but even in that case, you know, he didn't. You got to get the guy to commit to make that. You know what I mean? Like,
right?
Because that could wind up happening.
No, right? Do everything you can to get him to
sign.
Yep. But think of this, Rob: Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Bradley Beal, Andrew Wiggins, Kelly Oubre. I don't know if you'd have to put one of them, but if you're giving a Wiseman in that pick. You can put it in the fluff.
But you should have the rest of your pieces, right?
Right. And Draymond, I mean, that's a team that can contend next year. I'm not saying they'd win it, but they could contend.
But this is the other thing. Everything you do, you have to look at, and let's just be fair, Brooklyn and the three-headed monster. Do we have enough firepower to beat them? We might get in the playoffs in the Western Conference. Can we beat that team in Brooklyn? And if you can look at your players and say you can't, then you got to try to upgrade. You need three guys.
Absolutely. And they, even with Beal, they wouldn't.
No. But I'm just saying.
On paper, but right. Go get it. Go try.
Right.
Go try. Maybe
you know
you can
you're not winning the other way is what I'm saying. You know Wiseman, right? That's not. And those guys aren't going to beat them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, look, you're in win now mode. You try to make this quote unquote dynasty last as long or get it back. You know, you got Steph and Clay. That's your dynasty. And you try to win every year that you have those guys. Because Rob, we know what Golden State was before this era. They were a joke. They weren't even on the landscape in the NBA.
And don't forget, they didn't win it. It was 40 years between championships. So let's not act like they had a nice arena, a nice place.
They could easily go back to that after these guys get old. So all right, we got plenty left, 2 hours, in fact. And Rob Parker wrote a column that I would categorize as favorable of Steph Curry. I don't know if he meant it that way. That's next. Keep it locked. I Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.